Welcome to the 73 Dream Studios Variety Show.
Hello, everyone. It's me, Ray. And today, I'm going to be doing a solo episode on Gaming Gab, where I'm going to be talking to you just a few quick facts and a little bit of my opinion on the Cuphead Show. First, let's get these quick facts out of the way. The Cuphead Show was developed by Dave Wasson, and it was based on the video game Cuphead, which is available on PS4, Xbox One, PC, as well as PS5, Xbox One S. I almost want to say it's available on mobile, and if it's not, it will be someday. I have full faith in that. Composer was Ego Plume. Executive producers were Dave Wasson, CJ Kettler, Chad Moldenhauer, Jared Moldenhauer, and co-executive Cosmos Sergison with Netflix Animation, King Features Entertainment, and Studio MDHR. Amy Blaisdell was the editor. Lighthouse Studios and Screen Novelties were the animation studios in charge. We had, as with most television shows, we have multiple directors, writers, and in the case of this animated special, storyboard writers. So working our way down, directors, we had Adam Paluian, who was in a director for episodes 1, 3, 5, 6, 8, and 12, as well as Clay Morrow, who was director for episodes 2, 4, 7, 9, 10, and 11. The writers, Deaky Deek, Clay Morrow, Adam Paluian, Cosmos Sergison, and Dave Wasson all share writing credits for all 12 episodes. Storyboard writers, Adam Paluian did the storyboard for episode 1. The duo of Casey Alexander and Dan Becker did storyboard for episode 2. Benjamin Arcand and Ian Vasquez did storyboard for episodes 3, 5, and 6. The duo of Dan Becker and Kennedy Terrell did the storyboard for episodes 4 and 9. The duo of Carl Hedrika and Zoe Moss did storyboard for episodes 7, 10, and 11. Dave Thomas contributed storyboard to episode 7, and the duo of Megan Boyd and Fernando Puig did storyboard for episodes 8 and 12. This is so far a one-season show, 14 to 16-minute episodes, and it was released on Netflix by Netflix Streaming Services February 18th, 2022. As far as the cast key goes, we have True Valentino, who performed as Cuphead, Frank Todaro as Mugman and Jerry, Gray Griffin as Miss Chalice and Doris, Johanna as Elder Kettle and Sal Sputter, and Luke Millington Drake as the Devil. Alright, so I want to say right now, Gray Griffin sounds very familiar. I'm looking her up as I'm talking to you guys. Gray Griffin, American voice actress. No, do not tell me. I swear to God, are you about to tell me that this chick was Timmy Turner? Is that why I'm reading? Let's see. She was Selina Kyle in Batman Arkham City. She was on Owl House. Oh, she was additional voices for Owl House. All filmography, please. I bet you it's going to tell me she was Daphne in Scooby-Doo. Apparently her filmography is so large that my phone can't handle it. So, moving on. The show is going to have, let's see, so for plot points, this is a 12-episode series. They are very short episodes, as I said. There is an overarching plot to the show, so it is a bit serialized. It's not purely episodic, though there are certainly episodes that stand by themselves, with multiple episodes covering adventures that feature other characters from the game, such as Elder Kettle. We have a lot of episodes of Elder Kettle. We have an episode focusing on King Dice. That was a pretty fun episode. We have Ribby and Croaks, which are probably my favorite characters from the video game. It feels odd to say very animated because it's an animated show. They're all animated. However, that's the sense I just got. I love their characters, period. You got Pork Rind, which is usually the guy that's in charge of all of the inventory shop. You know, you go there, you buy stuff and whatnot. And there's plenty more characters as well. And monsters. There are also plenty of monsters. But the overarching plot sees Cuphead losing a game of skee-ball, unknowingly gambling his soul away to the devil. Now, with the help of his brother Mugman, Cuphead will escape the devil's attempts to claim his soul repeatedly. That's literally the basic rundown of this show. Also, for some reason, apparently Miss Chalice is a ghost. I don't know what the dealio is with that. I'm excited to find out. Well, I feel like we're going to find out Miss Chalice works for the devil at some point. I don't know how deep that this series is going to get. Like, I thought Miss Chalice might have been a never relative, since Elder Kettle is apparently their adoptive grandfather, and Mugman and Cuphead are like, we're going with Mugman and Cuphead are brothers. They always call each other brothers, so one can only assume. They definitely riff very well together. They remind me very much of Mario and Luigi, and Cuphead probably reminds a lot of people of Mickey Mouse with his, like, red and black getup. There's a lot, this whole show is, and the game itself, is a very much a love letter to that kind of cartoon style, like the Looney Tunes, classic Mickey Mouse, stuff like that. It's very much a love letter to that. All the animation, even the music is so beautifully well done. I can't say enough about the music. I actually had an idea of, like, trying to make this episode a Spotify exclusive episode and using Spotify music in it, so that way I could feature the music from the show. It's definitely an idea I got to workshop. I got to get figure some stuff out about that. But it didn't pan out for this episode. But maybe for next time, you never know. With that said, I'm very much looking forward to answering these questions and reading off even more fun facts. Matter of fact, as I was trying to look up Greg Griffin earlier, it turns out I already did. Spoiler alert on one of those fun facts. Greg Griffin is also known as Gray Delisle, who is one of many actresses to voice Daphne Blake in the Scooby-Doo franchise. So I was correct. Gray Griffin / Gray Delisle was, in fact, Daphne Blake in the Scooby-Doo franchise. I had a childhood crush on Miss Chalice when I was younger. Fun fact about me. I was a Daphne simp when I was a child. Very much so. Oh my gosh. But this show, there's a lot of fun to it. And it's very easily bingeable at, like, average of 15-minute episodes. There's only 12 of them. You could watch all this entire season within 3 hours or less. And I would recommend it. It's a very fun show. I'm excited to see where they go, potentially, for future seasons. With that said, I am going to stop for a quick ad, and then we're going to move on to the rest of the fun facts and the questions. And I am back. All right, let's get these fun facts. I already told you guys about Gray Griffin / Gray Delisle. First fun fact is, after the quick success of the first season, Netflix has ordered 3 more 12-episode seasons, which will total 48 episodes. So we got 3 more seasons to see Mugman and Cuphead try and outwit the devil. We got to figure out what's going on with Miss Chalice. We might get to see more of Ribby and Croaks and King Dice. I wouldn't mind seeing more King Dice, honestly. He was a bit underrated, in my opinion. Rotten Tomato gave Cuphead Season 1 a 69%. Okay, cheeky, but I think I could see it. I probably would have given it more like a 65, but we're talking semantics here. Composer Ego Plum has a long history of composing music for animated series, contributing music to shows such as Jellystone and SpongeBob SquarePants. If you guys haven't seen Jellystone, that is also a very fun love letter to older animation. Probably, it's all Hanna-Barbera cartoons, but with the absence of Scooby-Doo. It's like Yogi Bear, specifically Yogi Bear, Daddy Dog, or Daddy Doggy, I think that's what his name was. And just all those classic Hanna-Barbera characters, Jabberjaws. And so Jellystone was very fun. I can definitely see the musical accompaniment, the comparisons that could come from Ego Plum's work across all these different shows, though. Now, while King Dice is voiced by comedian Wayne Brady, his design and movements are all inspired by jazz singer Cab Calloway. Cab Calloway. This is another thing where I wish I could include music on here, because Cab Calloway, I'd like to hear some of his music. I'm a pretty big jazz fan, so I'd love to hear that. But moving on to the questions. Which character did I most sympathize with? Ooh, I have no idea. I'll say Mugman. I'll definitely say Mugman, actually. Now that I've given it some thought, I'm like, you know what? And I feel like it's because I definitely always sympathize more with the other brother. Like with Mario and Luigi, I always sympathize with Luigi. With SpongeBob and Patrick, I always, even though they're not brothers, I always sympathize more with Patrick. And now with Cuphead and Mugman, I'm like, yeah, I think I sympathize more with Mugman. Like, you know, you do a lot of work, you don't necessarily get all the credit, you definitely don't get top billing. So, you know, I definitely feel like I sympathize more with him. With the announcement of future episodes, what do I want to see? Okay. Oh my gosh, I want to see more of the Frog Brothers. I definitely want to see more of them. They were very fun, very entertaining. I wouldn't mind seeing Cuphead and Mugman go on more missions for Porkrind. That would be fun. I love how that whole mission was just based off a misunderstanding. If you guys check out that episode, that was a very fun episode. But that I just seeing those kinds of adventures happen in the show, it brings a nice spirit to it. Like, sometimes the episodic format is very much a boon to a show like this. So I feel like I would like to see more of that. Definitely more development on Miss Chalice, because we don't get to see too much of her. She's more of like a DLC in the video game. So, but still, seeing more of that would definitely work. Did watching the show make me want to play the game? I'll say yes. I did. At watching the show, I definitely was like, you know, this looks fun. This looks like a nice, fun adventure. The music's great. I love the animation. I would love to play this video game. And then I get reminded of how fucking difficult this game is. Oh my god, this game is so hard. I don't ever want to play it because of how freaking hard it is. If you guys see me on Twitch, that's rdog20. You might have seen me play Sifu, and I lost it. I lost my shit so many times playing that game. I was like, I can't do this. I'm done. I was so mad playing that game. There were multiple times where I was so mad playing that game, and I was just like, I can't do this. I can't do this again. I can't play Cuphead. I can't play Elden Ring. I can't play Dark Souls or Demon Souls. I can't do any of it. So yeah, no, that's a no for me. The show makes me want to play the game, and then seeing the game makes me not want to play the game. Did watching the show make me feel nostalgic? Hard yes. This makes me want to see all those old Looney Tunes, even the new ones, also available on HBO Max. I love how this reminds me so much of shows on HBO Max, but it's a Netflix show. Like, Netflix is definitely vibing with that old school feel, and I'm digging it, okay? So, Netflix, you might be bringing in commercials, which I hate. You might be raising your prices, which I also hate. But I guess when you have some decent content like this, I'm definitely lowering my subscription. I'm not doing the premium anymore. I'm probably down to the basic now. But still, the fact that you guys have some good content like this, it kind of softens the blow a little bit. Still bitter you lost Daredevil, but whatever. I got Disney Plus. All right, guys. So, very short episode today because it's been just me. I haven't, a lot of things didn't work out. Didn't have a guest. Didn't have music, but we're here. We're here every week. We're here to give you some more information, have a little bit of fun. I run this now, okay? So this is what I'm here for. And matter of fact, here's what I want you guys to do. I would love it if you guys would send me some messages. You guys, like, if you guys know me personally, you can obviously DM me. I'm gonna pull up my little step-by-step guide on how to do it the other way, though. Anchor.fm. That's right, you go straight to anchor.fm. Let's see here, features. I want to go right into the features here. There's a lot of convenient creation tools when it comes. You guys have heard me talk about Anchor before. You guys always hear me with my ads. This is what I want you guys to do. I want to invite you guys to send me a video message. You guys can literally, not a video, I'm an idiot, a voice message. You guys can send me a voice message, and I can literally play your question in your voice over this podcast. How awesome would that be? Just do some question, like, I just say, hey, let's start some questions. Hit stop on the recording. Then I can just input your guys' question that you sent me. And, like, I would love it. For now, though, what I want you guys to do is I want you guys to send me what you want to hear on this podcast. What do you guys want to hear more of? You guys want to hear more gaming gab? What shows or video games do you want to hear us gab about? What horror shows or video games do you want to hear us talk about? What mysteries do you want us to solve? If there's a demand for it, we might even look into real life detective work. We might look into like real mysteries and try and dig up our own theories and opinions on those cases. It's a slippery slope, but if there's an audience for it, I want to be able to cater to you guys. I want to give you guys what you want. So go to anchor.fm. You may have to create an account, but I'm telling you right now, it's completely free to set up an account. And you guys can find 73 Dream Studios Variety Show straight on anchor.fm. And then you can also send us a voice message. For this first thing, I won't play your voice asking me what to talk about. I'm just going to take those and I'm going to be like, okay, these are all great ideas. I can add them to the list. I can add them to what the people want to hear us talk about. I have a whole list of ideas, and I'm getting July's schedule set up as we speak. That sounds bad because you guys are hearing this at the very end of June, but I'm recording well in advance, so we're all taken care of in that aspect. But this is what we want to do, guys. We want to work for you. We want to do everything right for you. So go to anchor.fm. Find 73 Dream Studios Variety Show and send us a voice message telling us what you want to hear us talk about. And hey, if you guys like this feature, I'll invite you to come back for more when you get to ask us questions about a specific topic. So until next time, guys, I hope you guys are enjoying this hot summer sun. I know I am. And just enjoy the rest of your day.